Welcome to the NBA Outlet Halftime Show, presented by OTGBasketball.com. The first half of Game 1 is concluded, and the Warriors are up 60-52 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm your host, Nick Fay. With me tonight, Corey Waldron. What's up, Corey?
Nick, how you doing? Everybody who's listening, thank you for tuning in. I'm really happy that this is only an 8-point deficit for Cleveland at halftime. We finally have a good playoff game. I'm really excited.
Yeah, and I'm pumped to do this episode. I can't remember the last time I was so excited to watch a basketball game. And, you know, this game started off a little bit sloppy, but it's still a high level of basketball, a ton of great players in this game. What are your initial reactions from the first half?
LeBron James versus Kevin Durant. I mean, we've seen these two small forwards, arguably the best and second best players in the league, pretty much going at each other. You know, LeBron already has a double-double at halftime. Durant already has 6 assists. The Cavs' interior defense has been pretty poor. It's been really fun to watch. Everyone's been playing very well. I don't even think Draymond has a point yet in the first half. But they're letting them play. It's been very physical. And it's the kind of finals I would love. I'm glad that they're not calling, like, tic-tac fouls.
Yeah, I mean, in the first quarter, they were called, like, a couple ticky-tack ones. But in the second quarter, I felt like they started to let them play. You made a great point about LeBron and KD. LeBron, 19 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists. Kevin Durant, 23 points, 4 rebounds, and 6 assists. So like you said, both these guys came to play. My opinion, the number one and number two player in the world right now. And, I mean, this is everything we've asked for. But you made a great point. You talked about the Cavs' interior defense, and that's been a real issue for them in the first half. A ton of easy dunks. Kevin Durant's gotten the lane a few times. Andre Iguodala. What do you think the Cavs need to do to fix that, and what do you think is the main issue, and is that something that they're willing to give up, you know, not give up the three and let the Warriors kind of work inside a little bit?
Well, I mean, first, they got to be better on the defensive glass. I think the Warriors had 11 offensive rebounds in that first half, and a lot of the time, you know, Tristan Thompson has 1 rebound so far, and I know that a couple of the guys at OTG talked about the X factor and, like, talked about Tristan Thompson versus Pachulio. And Pachulio, in only 6 minutes, already outplayed Tristan Thompson, who has played 16 minutes. Tristan has not been very good defensively so far, and rebounding on the glass, he's been non-existent.
Yeah, you mentioned the battle inside, and you mentioned Zaza and Tristan Thompson. Also, we've seen JaVale McGee come in and had a nice impact. He had some nice blocks, some nice dunks. So it seems like a lot of people going into the series, like, you know, the Cavs are going to own the rebounding battle. And it's been the Warriors, like you said, have really won on the boards and had that advantage inside. Do you think the Cavs are going to?
Yeah, I was.
Go ahead, Corey.
I was wrong, man. I really came into this series thinking that rebounding wise, the Cavs were clear cut favorites. But like you said, JaVale McGee came in off the bench in those 5 minutes, and he has 4 points and 5 rebounds in just 5 minutes of play with a block.
Yeah, and
you
definitely
got a guy
can
like JaVale McGee. Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
No, you could feel his impact inside. And, like, he brings the blocks. He brings that pick-and-roll game where you saw Zaza in the first quarter, you know, have a few layups where he just completely missed or didn't take the shot. I don't know why. But one, I think, issue for the Cavs, if you're looking at the stats going into the second half, is, you know, you're down 8 points, but the Warriors have only hit 3 threes. So they're 3 of 13 from 3, shooting 23%. That's not likely to happen in the second half, and that could be a real issue.
Yeah, I mean, that's spot on. You know, Klay Thompson, Draymond, and Durant haven't hit a 3 all game yet. Curry hit 2, and Iggy hit that buzzer. And props to Iggy. He's looked fantastic. I mean, compared to last year's finals, we had the back spasms. He's got a lot of jump in his step.
Yeah, he definitely does. And it was a question mark. You know, if some people mentioned, you know, they didn't know if he was going to play or he'd be 100%, but he looked great, especially coming in right on that fast break and throwing one down. One guy for the Warriors has been Klay Thompson. He's kind of been in the shooting slump still, but his defense has been great. He's been really physical. What have you seen out of Klay?
I mean, defensively, he's been all right. I mean, he's sticking with his man, but, you know, I think he's already 2 for 10. So he's already taken 10 first half shots. He's only made 2 of them, and none of those have been a 3.
Yeah, 2 for 10 for him and 0 for 5 for Draymond. And that's not something you want to see if you're a Warriors fan, but you also are like, you know, we're up 8 points, and that's probably not going to happen in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, for Draymond, I think for Draymond, it's just he's got so much energy. We know Draymond's a very high-energy guy. I mean, he was already pissed off at a call like 4 minutes into the game. I mean, he was already, you know, throwing his arms. So I think for Draymond, it's just pretty much controlling his emotion. You know, just, you know, settle down. You have Curry and Durant next to you. So, like, you just let them take the load off your shoulders and just play more relaxed. And for Klay, I mean, the shots are going to fall eventually. You know, what do they say for shooters? The shooters just got to keep shooting.
Exactly.
So as long as Clay keeps shooting, he'll be fine.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. You know, he's going to shoot his way out of the slump. He's too great of a shooter, and next thing you know, it's game three. He's dropping 42 points. So I think another interesting point in this game has been a lot of people going into the series have been, you know, they mentioned that they thought Cleveland might have a better bench than Golden State, but the Golden State bench came in and outplayed Cleveland's bench.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Darren Williams was kind of a non-factor. He got beat a few times by Curry. Jefferson wasn't anything special. You know, Shumpert, Korver. You know, a lot of those guys just came in and they gave pretty much, you know, non-effective minutes. When as for the Warriors, you got Iguodala who came in and immediately made an impact. McGee made an impact. Livingston, you could tell he was on the floor. That's a big part of this game will be who can get rest, because at this point it doesn't look like LeBron or Kyrie could take any minutes off.
Yeah, for sure. I think LeBron maybe got like 2 minutes of rest in that second quarter, and then he had to come back in because Tyronn Lue was scared that lead was going to explode. But moving on from the bench, you know, after the first half, I think we both agree the best players in the first half was Kevin Durant and LeBron James. Who would you say the worst player was for each team that played a significant role?
I would have to say Tristan Thompson. Only because for Cleveland, you know, it's so important for them to get rebounds. I mean, they've been lucky that LeBron has 11 and that Kevin Love has 12. But if it was – I mean, Tristan Thompson, you add in, you know, a couple of those offensive rebounds that Golden State got back into defensive rebounds, this could be an entirely completely different game. So I think Tristan's been the worst player so far. What about you, Nick?
Yeah, no, I think you made a great point. I agree with you and Tristan, because not only is he not getting the defensive rebounds, he's not getting those offensive rebounds that leads the easy points for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And that's something you need against the Warriors. You need those easy baskets. And also when you do that, it also prevents – you get the offensive rebounds. It prevents the Warriors from getting out on the break. And they've shown that they want to pick up the pace in this game and keep attacking.
And also
– and it's worked.
I think Tristan's taken – out of his three shots he's taken, I'm pretty sure two of them were blocked. So, you know, and Tristan's kind of one of those guys, similar to McGee, you know, they get a lot of oops and they get a lot of, you know, dump-off passes that lead to easy dunks. And the Warriors, to their credit, have done a great job of making sure Tristan doesn't get anything easier around the rim.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. What about the Warriors? Who's been the worst player for them in the first half?
I'm going to say Clay. I know Draymond has 0 points, but, again, Draymond has 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block. He still has a positive plus or minus ratio. I'm going to say Clay only because he's 2 for 10 shooting. And if you think if he hits, you know, 3 or more of those, this is now a double-digit lead. And, you know, now the foot is on Cleveland's throat.
Yeah, especially some of those, you know, he had a couple open threes that he missed, and then he had a few layups that he missed around the rim where they weren't even, like, difficult shots, especially for just any shooting guard in the NBA, not just Clay Thompson. So I think Clay's been pretty bad offensively. I also think Zaza, like, early on he had a positive impact. But when he missed those, like, 3 open layup/dunks that he could have had when he just dropped the ball off, that's just 6 points he just threw away.
And the one he traveled, the one where he dunked off,
he did.
I'm pretty sure he knew he traveled, so he tried to dump it off real quick. But, yeah, he probably should have just went up for that layup.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think is going to be the biggest adjustment Cleveland needs to make in the second half?
Honestly, you got to keep doing what you're doing, to be honest. I don't think you want to do anything crazy. I think you want to keep on trying to get Kevin Love involved. I know Kevin Love is also just 2 for 8 shooting, but he's got 12 rebounds. I would like to see Kevin Love get a little bit more involved. Really, it's just guys in Cleveland, they need to hit their shots. You know, Darren Williams, J.R. Smith hasn't hit a three since the first shot of the game he took. You know, you got someone else besides LeBron James and Kyrie Irving need to step up for Cleveland.
Yeah, they definitely need that offensively, someone to step up, make a play off the bench even. Or like you said, Kevin Love, they need to get him in better matchups, because against Draymond Green, Green just abuses him. In the post, he had that swat on him where he just kind of embarrassed him. So I think they need to find a way to get Kevin Love some easy matchups, and that means not on Draymond Green and not on Kevin Durant, because Durant has done a pretty good job on him as well. So, but for me, I think the second half adjustment for the Cavs is going to be take care of the basketball. I think the turnover ratio, the turnover battle right now is either 12-1 or 13-1. The Cavs have that many turnovers, and the Warriors only have one. You know, you need to change what you're doing and kind of attack them a little bit more defensively, and you need to take care of the ball more yourself.
Wow, and that you know, you just brought up that turnover number. I didn't even realize, you know, LeBron James already has 7 turnovers in the first half. So it just shows you that he's trying to do a little bit too much. But, yeah, definitely got to clean up the ball. You got to take care of the basketball, especially in the finals against a team like the Warriors. Like you said, they had all these wide open threes in that first half. And if you keep on giving them second chances, all rebounds and turnovers, this Warriors team can make this 8-point lead 28 in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, and they usually come out hot in the second half. You know, they're going to come out ready to play, and both teams are a little bit rusty. And, I mean, I think we'd both agree that the Warriors are the more talented team, so you need to take advantage when you can in the first half when they're not playing up to standards. So it'd definitely be something interesting for them to kind of keep an eye on. But for the Warriors, what adjustment do you think they're going to make in the second half?
Hey, real quick, Nick.
What do you think the Warriors are going to make in the second half, adjustment-wise?
For the Warriors, I think it's going to be attack Kevin Love. I saw a few times when Kevin Durant, whenever he got matched up against Kevin Love, he took it right to the hoop.
Yeah.
He just took advantage of the speed mismatch, and he just bullied him. And I think, you know, Draymond, who, as we said, is 0 for 5, I wouldn't be surprised if they put him in a couple more low post sets against Kevin Love and just let Draymond try and get something going for himself. Or if they just did a couple pick and rolls to put Kevin Durant on Kevin Love, or let Curry shake him up with some crossovers. But I think for Warriors, just keep attacking Cleveland. It's got to be what you do.
I think, you know, I think that pick and roll they ran with Kevin Durant was so effective because they were either trying to trap him or they're going to give him the switch. And he was just an offensive talent out there. You know, obviously he has a lot more to work with offensively than LeBron does, but, you know, it didn't look like anybody on Cleveland could stop him one-on-one.
No, and it's scary when Durant is scoring like he is currently, and then he has all of these weapons at, you know, he dishes it off to Curry, dishes it off to Thompson, dishes it off to Green. Durant has never had this many weapons like this, and Durant has really took advantage of it in that half.
Yeah, and it's not only like he's scoring 23 points, you know, he has a 6 assists too. So I think for me the adjustment is, you know, keep making sure you're doing what you're doing with KD and keep focusing on LeBron. So it's almost kind of stay what you're doing. Your game's going to pick up. Your shooting's going to pick up. Just kind of maybe be a little bit more careful with the ball. I know they don't have a lot of turnovers, but they have taken some bad shots. But, you know, give him a good run of KD and then keep making LeBron's life difficult, because every time LeBron's going to the rim, he's got two or three guys right around him.
And LeBron's drawing fouls pretty much. LeBron's been the only person who's been able to draw fouls really in that first half. He already has 10 free throw attempts.
Yeah, I think in the first quarter alone, he had 8 free throw attempts. Yeah. So, you know, getting to the line is important. It also gets the team a little bit of rest and slows down the Warriors, which is important because they just have looked to get out and run on every opportunity they could.
That's a key for Cleveland also in the second half. If LeBron and, you know, Irving can draw fouls, and I know Draymond already has 2 fouls. So, you know, if you can – possibly get Draymond into 3 and 4 late in the third, or maybe have him sit for a duration of time. It can really work in Cleveland's favor.
Yeah, for sure. But before we get out of here, let's get your second half predictions. Who's going to come out on top in this game? Who's going to have a big second half?
I'm going to say the Warriors come out on top. I'm going to say this game finishes at 122 to 114 Warriors. And for a big second half, I'm going to say it's going to be Steph Curry. He had a pretty good first half. He took off that shooting sleeve. So he wanted to free up the hand a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if Curry dropped a nice little 25-point second half here to give Golden State a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, I like the Warriors in the second half as well. I like the Warriors in the series. I'll let you spit out your finals prediction after this. But, you know, I think Kevin Durant's going to continue his success, have a big game one, you know, probably – close to 40 points, and that'll kind of really help the Warriors going into the rest of the series, because him not getting worried about that, like, mental battle that he was facing with the pressure of going to Golden State, leaving OKC, going to them, needing to win the championship. So I think big second half from KD and a big series if he keeps that up, and Warriors win game one. But let me get your finals prediction before we leave.
Well, the finals prediction, as it pains me to say, is Warriors in 6. I just think there's too much offensive firepower on this team to be kept down. Like we said, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green only have 4 points combined, and they're still up by 8. When you have that core of the Warriors firing on all cylinders, this Warriors team will be very tough to beat. Warriors in 6. What about you, Nick?
Exactly. That was my prediction on the NBA Finals preview podcast, and it pretty much said the same thing. You know, the Warriors, when you face them, they have 4 guys that are really good. And there's 3 guys offensively that can drop 40 or 50 any night. So there's a good chance that at least 2 of those 3 guys are going to be hitting, and there's almost 0% chance that all 3 of those guys aren't hitting. So the Warriors have a chance to win any game. They come in with a great bench and a great coaching system too. So, but thanks everybody for listening. Enjoy the second half, and we'll catch you for game 2.
Adios.